Time for another WITY Down on the Farm. We've got another big show coming up here just around the corner, August 14th through the 17th, and that's going to be downstate in Pinckneyville, Illinois. It's the 66th annual Steam, Gas, and Threshing Show put on by the folks with the American Threshermen Association Incorporated. We've got Kent Jansen, Kurt Jansen, and Darren Percival. Chuck Haney with us as well from those organizations that are being recognized that day, both the American Threshermen's Association as well as the IHC Collectors Chapter 32 and IHC Collectors Chapter 10 here to talk about this show. Guys, thanks for joining me today. Kent, we'll start with you. You're president, correct?
No, I'm just a vice president.
Well, that also has some big responsibilities with it, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Well, we're all board members here today, but yeah, there's times they call me, they don't call them, so we got to make a quick decision. So there's five of us on the executive board that can make a quick decision if it has to be made.
Very good. So this event that you got coming up here featuring the International Harvester Series, you've got Electrol Generators, McCormick Deering Engines along with International. Tell us a little bit about the feature brands here this year.
We're featuring IH, and of course this year is our 66th anniversary, so we decided since we had IH, it just falls in that we should be featuring the 66 series International tractors. And we're also featuring the International Electrol system, which was international experiment with this in the early 50s, where they put a generator on a tractor where the belt pulley would run like on a 400-450 tractor, and then they would run electric wires to the baler or implement and run it like a PTO would be live, but there would be electric motor on a PTO that would power that. And we actually have that set up coming to Pinckneyville. We've done it once at the Red Power Roundup. There's very, very few people that probably have ever seen an electric tractor running the baler and operating with the Electrol system that International put out. And they also have it on I don't know if the truck will be there. They actually put it on a pickup truck for service calls for the International Service Department.
So what I'm picking up is this was even rare for the time whenever it could have been commonplace. It's still something that's very unique, especially now looking back on it.
Actually, the generators are still available. I mean, I don't want to say available, but they're out there. I actually have one. It's just a generator. That deal went pretty good. But as far as on the tractor to the baler, that I don't think I ever got past the experimental stage.
So there are four big days, and then not only that, but you guys have a show preview. Is that going to be open to the public? Is that just to club members, the preview part on Wednesday ahead of the weekend?
No, Wednesday night, we just have a parade downtown.
Okay, so folks that want to come out to check that out in Pinckneyville, they're more than welcome to, especially if you're going and camping down there, might as well check that out. But the activity and demonstration days kick in Thursday. Kurt, we'll turn to you. You're Chapter 32, correct?
Belong to both Chapter 10 and Chapter 32. We got together and we decided, since it's international, that a lot of us belong to both clubs, we'd have this big doings down in Pinckneyville, which, of course, we all like red tractors.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're all part of the red shirt gang, so it's Red Shirt Saturday down there. So,
you even conned the interviewer into doing this, didn't you?
That's right.
Didn't have to twist my arm very hard, though.
Well, we started this years ago, but we have friends and relatives that are AC people that camp with us. So we have a deal where we wear orange shirt on Thursday, gray shirt, which is a shirt that a mechanics or parts guy wore in international. So we got those. And then on Saturday, obviously, it's red shirt Saturday. And then Sunday, I think sometimes it's just whatever you got left in the camper.
I get that. I can relate to that. So we'll come to you and we'll talk a little bit about the difference between the two chapters here. The personnel may be a little bit different and the location may be a little different. Any other difference in the two chapters there?
Well, I belong to Chapter 32, which is down, they actually rent a building from the Threshermen down in Pinckneyville. But I also joined Chapter 10, but Chapter 10 was actually started by Darius Arms, and he started the tractor pull. One of the main guys that started the tractor pull in Louisville, in Kentucky. So every year we go to Louisville, we sell international products, hats, shirts, sweatshirts, any kind of memorabilia for international. But that's always a good time down there. But that's kind of how we got into Chapter 10, to help out with that. But and at 32, we're down at Pinckneyville. We help those guys. It's just an interesting thing with a bunch of good people.
Everybody comes together for it. Darren, let's come to you here. Let's talk about what some of the things are that you're looking forward to here at the Pinckneyville show, the American Threshermen's Association 66th annual event. I'm sure you've got a few in your back pocket that you've been down there for. What's going to set this one apart?
I think you're going to see a good show of International Harvester. The club actually owns a Titan 45 horse tractor. It's a 1913. So with all that, and I think we got a couple moguls coming, and I think from 1913 on up to your 66 series tractors, I think you're going to see a good show of International Harvester. And as of course of always at Pinckneyville, you're not just going to see the feature tractors, you're going to see a little bit of everything. So looking forward to the show and the crowd. Always get to meet a lot of new, very nice people, and that's what makes the show.
And of course heat, because it's downstate Illinois in August. So even though you've had pretty easy weather up here for July, you know, by the time August hits, it's pretty cut and dry.
Yeah, you never know what we're going to get. We've had years where we've actually had some sweatshirts on in the evenings, and yeah, then it can also turn pretty brutal too. But we got plenty of places for everybody to get under the shade. I always said where we thresh at, I think it's some of the most amazing. There's always a breeze under them, so we always look forward to getting under them. So we got plenty of shade and places for people to cool off. So we'll always make it work.
Very good. We've got Chuck, who's popped in here with us. So let's talk a little bit about the thresherman side of this and some of the threshing that you guys have down there. There's all kinds, and of course you guys can kind of break that down as far as what you display.
So of a morning, we start out with smaller threshing machines, basically. So we start out with a lot of horsepower. We've got a horsepower baling that's ran by, I think, five horses they put on there. We've got a treadmill that runs a small thresher. And then we go up into the smaller tractors running smaller threshing machines. So we run, I can't think off the top of my head how many's on that side, but there's five or six threshing machines that we run that morning. So that puts on a good display. And then in the evening, then we come over and usually we got at least five threshing machines in a row. And that's all ran by steam. Large prairie tractors will be on there, belted up. Whoever wants to play with their tractors, we encourage them, bring them up and belt them up. We're glad to have a little bit of everything on there. So yeah, we do a lot of threshing and it makes a big part of the show, I believe.
And you put Chuck to work, correct?
Yes. My dad and uncle, they're Kent and Kurt's dad, Eddie. If we didn't have everything bailed by the end of the day, a lightning bolt would probably come down and hit us. That's one thing we always had to do.
Well, you know, we say that in jest, you know, as we've seen that happen a couple times up here over the years.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very good show. We've got dynos set up. Last year, I think we had 11 steam engines. Something like that. And we're probably the only show around that will always have 210 horse case steam engines there at the show.
That's just incredible. Yeah. That's a great display there.
They have 14 and 12 bottom case or steam engine plows. Kent and them's got a couple of big prairie tractors that they plow with. I mean, it's just something going on all the time.
Really an expansive history of farming when you really lay it out for everybody. I think a lot of the younger generation probably don't understand just how intricate it used to be before all the technology and the computers took over.
At home there, we still farm and everything, but we don't have nothing brand new. And somebody asked me, why do you do this? I says, it makes me appreciate what I have.
Absolutely. There's a lot of people out there shaking their head yes, that they totally understand that.
Yes, yeah. But these guys been going late 60s, and the first time I was there in 68, and I never missed it one year yet except for when my sister-in-law got married.
She didn't do good scheduling around that, did she?
No. The wife said I could go, but don't come back home.
Very good.
I would like to add something. Darren helps run the Titan. I don't know if my dad was involved, but my dad got us boys down to Pinckneyville in 1965 was the first year we went. I attended one show in Highland before that, but the Titan was saved from the scrapyard. Some of the older guys in the Threshermen actually saved that from getting scrapped.
That's incredible. And, of course, still going today.
Yes, it does.
60 years later. 60 years this year.
Right.
That's just amazing. And it's a testament to you guys not only being willing to show it, but, of course, knowing that equipment inside and out. Again, that's why we come back to you here to wrap up here. You guys have brought out to a lot of different shows this summer. And, with, of course, I could be out at, I'm sure you'll have some other shows this summer, a half century. You'll be out there?
Yeah, we'll be at the half century. We enjoy going there. Darius conned me into, and you just could never really say no to Darius, so he wanted somebody to take care of the prairie tractor plowing, so I did that. And previous to that, Kurt and some of my IH friends were always helping with the regular tractor plowing, and it worked out, so we got some guys down there, and I was impressed. I had a lot of friends that brought their tractors, and it really worked out good. Now, on the other side of the flowing, now, if you come down to Pinckneyville, we have gas engines, have quite a selection of steam engines, and there's a spark show every night at the tractor pole. They have three nights of ITPA tractor pulling, and there's always a lot going on there, and kids pedal tractor pull. And if you like tractors, last year we had the Gathering of the Yarns, and we totaled 1,300 tractors, and that was a record, and that was international previously held that record, and I'm sure they're going to want to break it this year. So if you're interested in IH, there's going to be a lot of them there.
I know that there's going to be a lot of fans that are definitely interested in coming out. Pinckneyville, I know on a map it looks like it's far away. It's really not too incredibly far away. It's just maybe a little more difficult to get to, but you can use I-57 for the biggest part of the journey downstate. You're going to take it down to State Highway 154, I believe. There is an exit. It's exit 77, and then you're going to take that ride over. Should be pretty easy going, and of course, you know, ample stops along the way to break that trip up. But once you get down there, as Kent said, three big nights of ITPA tractor pulls. I'll have antique tractor pull on the 17th, kids pedal tractor pull on the 16th, always entertaining there, and of course daily activities and demonstrations from Thursday morning all through Sunday morning, and many of the same activities that they do have at I&I Historic Farm Days. It's just basically a similar show size and stature and activity.
Yes, and we're here at Penfield, and we really appreciate the work they do down here in the people that get together for the half century of progress, because we know what it takes to put on a show, and they do a lot of hard work, and we do appreciate it and like to come and help out, because here we get to play with our toys.
Absolutely. And of course, as we mentioned, a lot of those toys are going to be at a lot of other shows this summer. The 66th annual Steam, Gas, and Threshermen's exhibit, the American Threshermen Association down in Pinckneyville, Illinois. It is coming up August 14th through the 17th. Mark your calendars, make an effort to go either one day or to, of course, camping down there. You guys have camping that you can be arranged in probably some nearby campgrounds or even on the premises?
Yeah, you might want to go to the website. There's different motels around, and camping is pretty much full inside the show area, but there's a lot of camping around the outside. But there's Phyllis Jansen that takes care of the camping, and her phone number will be on there. You can look it up on American Threshman website, and she will try to do your best to find you a spot to camp.
That website, AmericanThresherman.com and AmericanThresherman.com. It is the 66th annual Steam, Gas, and Threshing Show, the American Threshermen Association. Big thanks to Kent Jansen, Kurt Jansen, Chuck Haney, and Darren Percival spending time with us today. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is your Down on the Farm. I'm Chad Baker, Greg Solier with Illiana Ag Weather, coming up next on WITY.